chapter. Shout out MJ, Minister Tracy, and the women that serve along with me, which is Ethel, Donna, and Ella. And they're faithful. They're here just like me, time after time. They do the same servanthood, so I don't want them to be overlooked or pushed to the side. And John Cooper, not sure why he's here, but he's in the back, and he serves with me, too. So this is an honor. I'm so excited. I was everywhere. I mean, it's so, servanthood is so deep, and there's so much to cover. And I was like, it's really a conference. You really can't do it in 40 minutes, but I'll do my best. I said, I called Alexander, and I was like, well, Alexander, I got all this stuff, and I got all this word, and I don't know what to say. He said, Miss Dawn, just tell how you serve my mom and dad. And tell your story and just tie some word to it. You'll be great. So I'm going to take Alexander's word, and I'm just going to make it quick. And I do want to mention, if that's okay, that I got texts all week from Minister Ivy, Elder Kim this morning, and people just telling me to go forth and talk about servanthood. So I'll do my best. And if I miss something or I don't have time to go over something that you wanted to know about serving, you could pull me to the side at any time. I love servanthood. I love to talk about servanthood. So if we don't get it in today, we're going to get to it, okay? All right, we're going to start off. We're going to do our servanthood decree. And Miss Ethel, who works with me every day, she's gonna read it to you guys. She's going to pass it out, and we're going to do it together. And we got to do it boldly, because this is what we're decreeing, because we're going to have this by the end of the day, okay? We're going to have exactly what it says.
While she's handing it out, I'm going to go ahead and read it. I am part of the fellowship of the
So you just repeat after her, because this is what you're declaring over your life, okay?
This is our servant's creed.
This is our creed.
It's been made.
The decision has been made.
The mold has been cast.
The mold has been cast.
I stepped over the line.
I stepped over the line.
I am a servant of the Lord.
I am a servant of the Lord.
I won't look back.
I won't look back.
Let up.
Let up.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Back away.
Back away.
Or be still.
Or be still.
My face is set.
My face is set.
My pace is fast.
My pace is fast.
My mission is clear.
My mission is clear.
My goal is heaven.
My goal is heaven.
My road is narrow.
My road is narrow.
My way rough.
My way rough.
My companions are few.
My companions are few.
My guide reliable.
My guide reliable.
I cannot be bought.
I cannot be bought.
Compromised. Detour. I'm held up by prayer.
I'm held up by prayer.
Labor through God's power.
Labor through God's power.
Who infuses inner strength in me.
Who infuses inner strength in me.
I am self-sufficient.
Small planning.
Smooth knees.
Colorless dreams.
Tainted visions.
Tainted visions.
Wordly talking.
Wordly talking.
Sight walking.
Sight walking.
With God's help.
With God's help.
I will not flinch.
I will not.
In the face of sacrifice.
In the face of sacrifice.
Hesitate.
Hesitate.
In the presence of the adversary.
In the presence of the adversary.
Negotiate.
Negotiate.
At the table of the devil.
At the table of the devil.
Or put up.
Or put up.
With the enemy called average.
The enemy called average.
I won't give up.
I won't give up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Let up.
Let up.
Until I have stayed up.
Stayed up.
Stored up. Prayed up. Paid up. Preached up for the cause of the anointed one. I am a disciple of Jesus and a follower of his words. I must go until he comes.
Give until I drop.
Preach until all know.
Serve until he stops.
And when he comes,
he
will have no problems recognizing me.
When he comes,
he will have no problems.
He will have no problem
recognizing me.
Recognizing me.
My banner will be clear.
My banner will be clear.
I am a servant.
I am a servant
of the Lord.
That's our motto, right, Jesus? I am a servant of the Lord. So I have these three questions that I want to give you, and by the end of the service, I want you to be able to answer these. There is no wrong answer. I just want to make sure that you got something out of what I taught you about servanthood today. Well, you already got something. So let's get the first question will be, How do you see yourself as a servant? These are questions you ask yourself. How is servanthood necessary in the ministry? And after the teaching today, your idea or your overlook, did your idea or your overlook change about servanthood? Three questions. The second one was, how is servanthood necessary in the ministry? And after teaching today, has your idea or your outlook changed about servanthood? Okay. Miss Yvette told you I'm Dawn Green. I've been serving for well over 20 years. I am and will always be a servant, first of all, because the Bible says the greatest among you is a servant. You guys can have a seat. We just talking. You can raise your hand. You can ask questions. We're going to make this as casual as possible. And so I've been serving. I trained under Minister Tracy, Dari Stevenson, and Pastor Kidd herself. So I think I have a wealth of knowledge about servanthood. I have missed it to make it many times, but in missing it to make it, I grew a deeper understanding of servanthood. I'm not the servant today as I was when I first started. Amen. I understand and I recognize my call and the call on my life and what it's for. Nothing is beneath me. I take humility. I can do anything. I can do anything when it comes to servanthood. If I come to your house and you say, wash my clothes or wash my feet, I can do it all because my heart is to serve. So I first give it all to God and I serve the God in you. So it doesn't matter how you treat me or how you feel. Don't need a title. Don't need a recognition. I wish I could come over here and be blind and people couldn't even see me, because I'd rather serve and nobody know who I am, because it's not about what you look like. It's not about titles. It's about your heart for God. You get people to say, oh, I want to be a servant, but we don't need your hand. We need your heart. You need to decide in your heart that I'm going to be great at this because I'm honoring God with this, and it's not about me. Have I learned a lot? Yes. Have I learned that sometimes always not in the best comfortable positions? Absolutely. Is this hard standing before you? Yeah, because I live it. So it's like hard to tell what you live without over-telling what you live. And the first time I ever teach this, Pastor Kit made me reteach it because she said I put too much word on it she wanted me to tell my story rather than put word on it. So I'm going to put scripture in it, but I'm going to tell my story. Amen. When I first came to the ministry, I did exactly what Yvette said. I counted money. Pastor Kit didn't want a PPA. She had fired her PPAs. And so she didn't want anyone to serve with her. So I had to learn how to be submissive and wait till she was ready for me to serve. Though she's gone, she was a great teacher. I learned so much from her about humility, about dying to self, about not being moved by what I see or hear, but seeing myself differently. And I think really today the room is so small and not so many people. I think my word is for a person who thinks they need more and they don't have enough. And I'm here to tell you, you got all that you need. Because who God calls, he equips, he anoints, and you have all that you need. You just have to tap into what you need. It's not that deep. You have to ask God to humble you, decrease you, and increase him in everything you do. Everything you do. I don't care what God has called you to. If he's called you, he's equipped you, he's anointed you, and he don't care about your past. And neither should you. When I first started in ministry, my reading wasn't that great, and comprehension was way off. But as I grew in the ministry, God changed it. He changed the way I thought, the way I talked, and all of that. So he can do that for you too. I'd rather people meet the servant I am today than the servant I used to be, because it's deeper. It's better. I have a better relationship. I understand my purpose. And I can serve anybody. And the level of the church is really God, your pastors. And when you go down the list, a PPA is the lowest. But then God said in the Bible, the last shall be first, and he shall be a servant. So I'm good. I don't care about being the lowest. I don't care that I'm at the bottom of the list, because the bottom is the first. That's what he said. And I even think, I think that we got the idea of the washing of feet, like Jesus washed people's feet. I think we take out of it that the importance was washing the feet. I don't think so. I think the importance was that Jesus was willing to show you how humbled he was to get down and wash somebody's feet. So we should have took servanthood out of that and not focus so much on the feet. So this is so hard because I live this, and it's so hard to like stand before you and describe what I live. I wouldn't say it's hard. I just want to make sure you get it all and you still get some from me. So let's go to the word. Mark Mark, Miss Ethel, she's going to be my Judy. You remember Judy who used to read for somebody? But we're going to call her Miss E. Because I get so excited, I leave words out. So she's going to take her time and read it slowly. So she's going to come to you from Mark 10:43 from the Passion version of the Bible, because I read so fast.
Mark 10:43 in the Passion Translation reads, "You are to lead by a different model. If you want to be the greatest, then live as one called to serve others."
There you go. It's not that deep. If you want to be the greatest, live for one that serves others. You got to have a heart to serve. You definitely have to have the heart to serve. You must come in agreement and submit to all authority. So I don't submit to the pastors no less than I submit to Elder Tammy or a minister or a leadership or a deacon, because it's not about me, it's about my submission. So if you do the toe pole of it, servanthood is still at the bottom. But remember in the word, he said the last shall be first, and it needs to be a servant. You want to see a great leader, he must first be a servant. Because you got to be willing to bless another man's or believe God's for another man's before God gives you your own. And I got scripture on that. I think it's John 12 and 26. Ethel, can you read that for me? Mm-hmm, Passion Version. It's John 12 and 26. See, I'm reading, getting her to read because I read so fast and now I'm talking fast. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll tell. John 12, verse 26 in the Passion Translation. And it reads, "If you want to be my disciple, follow me. And you will go where I'm going. And if you truly follow me as my disciple, the Father will shower his favor upon your life."
So that's been my life. I've just been following people in leadership, even when I agree or disagree. On the back of your creed, I gave you 20 principles of servanthood. You can study them at your own time, because I will not be able to go over all of them. But I'm just an open servant. I just do what the Father tells me. When I come in the morning, and no matter who's speaking, I'm usually speaking in tongues and asking God what I need to know about this person, or does he have anything for me for this person, and I just submit. I have no problem with submission. I just submit. I don't talk. I don't tell you about what's going on. Mostly I'm very focused, which people mistake it sometimes as angry, but I'm just focused. I'm just trying to protect the anointing on my man or woman of God and on the ministry in the whole. Because when I walk in here, I'm praying for what might occur. I'm praying that they don't, that nothing blocks what they have to say. And it's personal to me, and it's very important to me, so I take it very seriously. And sometimes that seriousness makes people think, oh, she's vain, or she's happy that she walked with the pastor. It's not even about them. It's about serving God and the God in them. And so that's what I am. I mean, that's my call. I was like, how deep can I be? I mean, I can give you scriptures all day, but that's not my story. Is I live my life with humility, under authority, under the ability to do and be whatever God needs me to be for that section and for that day or that area. And in Pastor Bruce and Pastor Kitt's life, I just be along with Miss Shantae, we just did everything that they needed. We were there when they needed it. We were there when they didn't need us. We were there when Al needed us. We were there when he didn't need us. And to this day, I still find pleasure and honor in making sure that he has everything he needs, even though Pastor Kitt and Pastor Brew is gone. If you say, Don, if you had to tell me what to do to be a better servant in the church, I would say, God to yourself. Don't worry about me so much. God to you. I think that's what happened to the church. Everybody's worried about what's my title, what's my name, how can I be connected? It's not about that. God sees you. It doesn't matter. God sees you. He sees your anointing. He sees your grace on your life, and he's willing to promote you right where you are. You don't have to change you for anything. And I remember years ago, Pastor Kitt used to say all the time, everything we need is in this house. So I believe that. Everything we need is in this house. It hasn't changed. Everything we need is in this house. We can touch into the people in this house and ask them, and everybody here got something we need. We just got to be willing to be submissive and die to self to receive it. And sometimes that's hard, because you gotta say, you know, I got a degree in this and I got a degree. None of that matters. He's already told us the last shall be first. So none of that matters. And the last is, it shall be first. And minister means servant. So we are all here to serve. And so I don't know exactly. I mean, it's so hard to like sum it all up in a conversation. That's very hard for me. If I had to go back and change anything of my life, I don't think I would. It was all worth it. It was all worth it. The pain, the tears, the long nights, the early mornings, it was all worth it. It was all worth it. I would not trade it for the world. I would not trade it for the world. And you know, when we used to go out, it used to blow my mind, because people would be crazy to hear from Pastor Kit and Pastor Boo, like crazy, like, oh, they coming in. And then they come here, and we'd be like this. And it's sad. We didn't recognize the gift, but other people recognized the gift, and I was like, we got it wrong. We got it wrong. If they praising, why ain't we? Do we recognize the gift? So if I had to say something to you, don't forget the gifts you have in your house. And be grateful for the gifts you have in your house. And don't think you're too above them that you can't tap into them. You know, when they used to pray at the altar, when you're there catching people, everybody's running to the altar because you're trying to get prayed for. And then I learned that even if my forehead ain't forward, I receive the blessing of the altar, because you know why? I serve the altar. So everything they believing for, I already got. Because I serve the altar. So I don't have to run and wait for somebody. Not that I'm saying anything against that. But I'm saying sometimes when you're working and you're serving, you think that you're being left out. And you already get the blessing. You already get the blessing of the altar. So you don't have to do that. And what you think is enough is more than enough to God. So don't let anybody or anything or any situation make you think differently. Nothing. 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 Nobody. It's you and God's rock. It's between you. And I had to learn that. It's about me and God. It's about me and God. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. It's me and God. It's me and God. And we got to make this work. Me and God. Me and God. So I can't be moved about what this person think or what this person think. This between me and God. And who God calls, he anoints, he appoints, and I got everything I need. Everything I need. Whether somebody thinks it or not, I got everything. I may can't spell it, but I got everything I need. I may can't read it, but I got everything I need. My comprehension may not be like everybody else's, but I got everything I need. I'm more than enough. I don't have to look like anybody else. I'm more than enough all by myself. If they know my name or if they don't, I'm more than enough. So I think when you get to that place in your life, nothing else moves you. And I had to go through something that, thank God for Elder Tammy and the other people, to see that I have all that I need, but it's in me. And if I don't tap into it and I don't use it, guess what? It's not going to happen. I have to tap into the servanthood in me, the love in me, the God in me, the peace in me, the humility in me. Not too ashamed to say, oh, I need your help. I need your help. If I tap to you, me and you together, oh, God, the things that we can do. That's why I had to mention the women, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do this. I'm not here every Sunday. I need their anointing and their protection, and I need them. So I wanted Ethel to be a part, because she's a servant too. So I wanted her to have a word, you know, be able to participate in this too. So I'm glad that it's only a few, you guys, because I probably would have been shaking out of my boots if it was any more people because I'm not an in front like speaker like that. But I'm not gonna say I'm not. I'm becoming an in front speaker. So I don't know what else I could tell you about servanthood. I mean, I can take a few questions and we can go through the answers and find out how do you feel about it. And I basically want to know, did you receive anything? Did you hear anything? That's good. If I touch one or two, that's good. That's good. If I could, I do want to mention that, you know, when I first became a servant and when I first came into the ministry, I don't want to make it seem like I had it all together and that my life was perfect. I was broken. And I knew that God had a call on my life, and I did not think I could do it. I did not think I could do it. So I was petty. That's why I love the dawn today. I was petty. And things that people said moved me and it bothered me. And I found myself into chatter, into conversations that didn't even concern me. And it wasn't my business. I should have took the time and pray rather than talk about it. And even now, if I find myself there, I tell God, bring back to remembrance of how I felt in that moment. So how that person feels in that moment. And I was not. But today I can stand before you more complete, more whole, feeling like I'm a better servant today. I'm standing, just the pure fact that I'm standing in front of y'all is a blessing, because I like to be in the back. So that's an honor. I am so grateful for the women's ministry for allowing me to stand before you guys to talk. I thank everybody that needed to be here today is today here. I thank whatever I haven't answered or you have question about, you can kindly pull me to the side, and I will be more than happy to answer you. There, like I said, there's so much to talk about servanthood. But you have to submit to the people that God puts in front of you and above you. It's okay. Yours is coming. Yours is coming. Yours is coming. You don't have to worry about it. Yours is coming.
Like in ministry, there are times that I'm a servant, although I might not be a PPA, right? But I look at my role as a servant and to the leaders that I'm under, right? I know that you probably experience.
Say it, we really
do. I'm trying to.
10, 15 of us, we good. Okay.
For me, if I disappoint, it hurts.
Can't do that though. You gotta be willing. Let me let you finish first.
So for me, if I'm serving someone and I miss the expectation or what I felt like was their expectation, okay. So I feel like, oh man, I fell short, right? How do you overcome? Like, what are some things? Of course, I'll pray and meditate and keep the word in my ear. But how do you handle going forward so that you're not out of line of what God uniquely made you on how you're supposed to respond, right? But not allow that to over dampen who you are so that you can continue to serve them more freely how God wants you to serve them, but then you're kind of like hurt because you failed.
Oh, I don't want you to think I was never hurt.
Right.
I said I missed it to make it.
Right.
But I think when I started seeing myself in the Word, in the scripture, and I would ask God, how can I do it better? How can I serve the person better? Open them up. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm sure Yvette does, years ago, Greenup came here. I don't know if he still does it. And he was talking about somebody in the service, and he was saying she puts out the fire and stuff. I never moved, because I said, he's not talking to me. Pastor Kip pushed me and was like, he's talking about you. And so I'm taking in what he said, and like, and because at that time I was where you are. Oh, I don't do enough. It's more I can do. I don't feel like it's appreciative. But this man was telling my whole life, but I wouldn't move because I thought, well, how dare I think that, you know, I discredited myself. It was her who pushed me out and said, this is her right here. So that was Igwe. That was before, in front of everybody. When we went to the other side, I'm standing on the wall. I don't remember who was standing by me. So he said, I don't know what it is. You're in my spirit. He said, I want you to know just how connected you are. He said, there's a chamber of a heart. There's a left and there right. He said, you have Pastor Kid's whole left heart. You know when she's going to move before she knows what she's going to move. That came from prayer. I asked God, how do I do it? How do I get it? And even when he said it, I was like, really? I don't even know that I've received it in the proper way. But today I do receive it. I mean, she's gone to glory. But what she left behind to me is so precious because I zoom it. I know when I'm going into a room, I know how to act. I know how to act towards a situation. I know when to speak up and when to just be quiet. Like, you can have a conversation with the two pastors can have a conversation in front of me, and it will never leave that room because I know how to speak up and I know how to be quiet. So you'll learn. You're learning. You're not missing it. That's how I felt. I felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like, well, do they get it? I'm out here trying. Does anybody see it? But I had to check the me. It was me. It wasn't the people. And it wasn't fair to give it to them. It was me. I had to deal with me. Like I said, I'm a better servant today than I ever was. And during those times, people always, and it was so funny because people, wherever we went, people would come up to me and be like, how do you do it? And I'm like, what grace do they see? Because I don't see it. And they would ask Pastor Kit. One time we were at this church, and Pastor Kit tells me when we get in the car, she said, you know that the lady that was serving along with by you? I said, no, I didn't. I did notice her, yeah. She said, she's a doctor. And she comes here, and she serves. And she's not serving the man and woman of God. She's serving food and stuff like that. And she said, but the pastor wanted to know who you were and what was your profession. But she's a doctor. And she would give me nuggets like that all the time. Like every, you know, Don, they want to know what you do. And I tell them that you already employed, so they don't think they could take you. But, you know, they wanted to know why you how you serve like that. And it was through her, after years of hearing it, I start to see it. And even now sometimes, I'd be like on Sundays when Elder Tammy speak, I'm like, Lord, how can I serve her better? Because Elder Tammy won't, it took her a minute to give me her Bible, so it's kind of hard. But so you like, how do I serve her better? Because I know I'm called. I didn't miss my call. So you got to deal with her heart. So she gives it to me. Because servanthood is only to the point of receiving. Amen. Only to the point of receiving. Amen. If they don't receive it, guess what? It's only to the point of receiving. Absolutely. Only to the point of receiving.
Thank you so much for that teaching. It was amazing. And I know there is so much more in you to share. That's mm-hmm. just the tip of the iceberg, yeah. As they say.
I kept saying 45 minutes, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, number one question. Would you say, or can you pinpoint any defining moment where you knew this is what you were supposed to do? Like, was there, because I heard them say you used to be in the finance department and probably other things. Can you think, this is always important to me, that when people recognize that defining moment, wait a minute, this, yeah, he's been showing me this all along, mm-hmm. and then the rhema of mm-hmm. it comes. And the other question, have you ever thought of training PPAs?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to train PPAs. But the moment that I thought I was called to servant, Minister Tracy told me no. He said no. He said that, you need to put in the work. So I was like, well, what you need me to do? Because I'll scrub this floor with a toothbrush. I'll do whatever you want because I know the call on my life. And he was like, no, you need to put in the work. And so I was submissive. Did I agree? Absolutely not. Was I mad? Absolutely. I was mad. But in the long run, he was right. So what can you be? You can't be mad if a person's right. I had to work on me. I had issues. And my issues would have became part of the message. So how can I protect the anointing on her life if I got my own issues? Amen. And when I define that I am, I don't know that I'm always trying to be better. But I know that the God in me is awesome. So I'm ready for big things. So I'm always ready to teach it. So I think I've arrived in different areas, but I still think there's growth. And I think as long as you humble to know that you can always receive and there's growth in you, you'll be excellent. I think sometimes we get above ourselves and we think, oh, I've arrived, and so I'm done. No, I want to tap into what else you're talking about, because I want Jesus to say, Dawn, I know. Elder Tammy, I know, or whoever I know. But who is this? That's what I want to say. I want to please God. I really don't care about how the people think. I really don't. I love them. I pray for them, but I don't care how they think. Because I think if I had stopped and listened and let what people say affect me, it would have stirred me a long time ago. I think Minister Jean asked me one time, she may not remember this, I went with Pastor Kit to pick up Gloria Copeland, and I got in the plane. You remember this conversation? And she said to me, she said, do your mother and them know that you got to get on, you know, that you serve and that you got to get on Gloria Copeland's plane? And I said, no. But when I left that conversation, I thought to myself, wow, that's true. Nobody knows the depth of my servanthood or what I do. And that's okay. Because for much is given, much is required. And so I'm thinking, at that point in my life, I wasn't required to ask nothing. I wasn't required to tell them nothing. Because I didn't live it until I decided I got to live this all the time. So I do this at home. I do this for my sister and them. I just have a heart to serve. And no one is too low or too high for me to serve. I can serve them. I don't care. I don't care if I had to pick you up, dress you up, hit the smoke off of you, get you sober. I will bring you to the church, and I will serve you like you a king or queen, because that's how God sees you. And if God sees you like that, who am I to think less of you? So I hope I answered it. Did I answer it? I think the moment I went to him, I was sure. And the reason why I knew that is because we all worked in the office, and I think Pastor Kit came to the front and said that she needed help. And I think I said something to him, and I said something to Minister Elder Kim. Now she's Elder Kim. And that's it. But when he told me that, I just was like, well, I'm just going to prove him wrong. I'm going to become the best. I'm going to prove him wrong. I don't know if I reached the best yet, but in my mind, I'm the best.
Hi, I just asked Carla if I could have permission to make a comment, because the instruction was for questions. So
we open here. We got 8 minutes. You can talk about whatever you want.
In Dawn's teaching, she talked about honoring the gifts that are in this house.
Yes.
And I just have to share with you ladies that I've known Dawn a long time, and we've worked together in ministry. And most of you know my husband is Elder Rod, praise and worship leader. Everybody loves Elder Rod for the most part. But when I look at people in the house that I want to emulate or that I want to be like, I look at Dawn Green.
And oh my God, you're gonna make me cry.
I look at Dawn Green. Let me tell you why. Everything she is saying, I have seen. And we don't hang out at the mall. We don't necessarily go out to eat all the time. But everything she's saying, she's telling us to do, I've seen her do it. There have been times when we were in the office, and I can't remember a specific time, but I remember one time I wanted some water, and she was like, let me get it for you. And who am I? But what she does for the woman or man of God, she'll do it for you. It doesn't matter if she knows who you are, she will do it for you. And that's why I just really wanted to emphasize, what Dawn was teaching about, honoring the gifts that are in this house, because you might be in a place of ministry where maybe you feel like with Pastor Brew, Pastor Kit mm-hmm. gone, I don't have a person to look at or to look towards, but you do. Right now, it's her. Well, she's one of them, but there are other people in the house. And what she does is, she's a PPA, so that's a specific area of ministry, just like music is a specific area of ministry.
Exactly.
Music is more out front, but it doesn't mean it's less. She was talking about how the last shall be first, mm-hmm. but she's talking about what's in your heart.
Yeah.
So if you're the last in your heart, it doesn't matter if you're the preacher or if you're the servant, if you're serving the food. And she's just everything she said. And I really, really wanted, it was on my heart to say it publicly, because I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I will always look at Dawn as, okay, so there's a Father, there's Jesus at the right hand, okay, so here's Dawn.
In that order.
But I really just wanted to share that and to emphasize what she was teaching about gifts being in the house.
Anybody else? Any more questions? Anybody want to? I'm sorry, Elder Tammy, y'all. This went totally okay.
I wonder if you could comment a little bit more about servanthood as far as not just serving leaders, but also serving those that you lead.
I can hear you.
Serving those that you lead, like servant-based leadership.
That the leadership?
No, so you talked about serving leaders, but also
Who I serve?
No. So if you could talk more a little bit about serving the people that you lead. Because you've talked about serving leaders.
Oh, you're talking about like Ethel and them? Like the ladies?
Like, for example, how would Apostle Cynthia serve us?
Yes, because I mean, it's just part of what I do.
She is a servant.
That's just an example.
Yeah. It's just an example.
Yeah. How would a leader
serve
us? Oh, wow.
Not in a leadership.
With the same, huh?
Okay. Oh my goodness. I shouldn't have opened my mouth. That's one thing I have to learn, to keep my mouth shut. When you serving people that you lead by serving them in the capacity that God has placed you in. You understand? You know, you serve them in the capacity that God has placed you in. And even though, you know, we are leaders. Even in my workplace, I've seen, I have someone that I report to, but at the same time, I have people that report to me. And so I serve them by whatever that they need to grow in that position, I help them to do that. Amen. That is a way of serving them. Areas that they, you know, are lacking in something, or anything, it could be anything, but the capacity that you're in as a leader, you serve them in that capacity to cause them to be able to get to their next place. Make sense?
I said it from the beginning, who God calls, he equips. If you need to tap into how to serve a person in a better way, or just ask God. That's what I did. I just asked God, or Minister Tracy. But I asked God, you know, I asked God, like, how can I serve him, and how can they receive from me, and what I could do different, and I just prayed about it. And I found a word on it that works for me, and I just worked the word. Because, like I said, servanthood is only to the point of receiving. So everybody ain't going to let you, like, Amen. Serve them. Like, everybody ain't going to give you their shoes. Everybody ain't going to want that. Some people don't want that. It takes a special person to serve a person in humility and all of that. Everybody can't do that. That's why if you want a great leader, get a servant. Because he's already been through the humility. He's already been through the hurt. He knows what it takes. And he's willing to die to himself for the cause, whatever Amen. That cause may be, whatever that cause. And you know, in leadership, if you are a department head, it's best to find another you. Amen. Invest in somebody and make another you. Not exactly like you, me, but make somebody that could run it or be you if you weren't there.
Amen.
Because that's truly loving somebody, when you want to sew you into somebody. Because everybody won't do that. Because you got jealousy, envy, pride. I mean, that happens in the church more than anywhere. Because I'm afraid, you know, you're going to get there before me. So if you love a person enough, sew you into them. Make another you. Like if I wasn't here 2 Sundays, could somebody do this? And they not even know I'm gone. I mean, their faces ain't the same, but the servanthood is the same. And that's what you got to try to create. That's what I try to create with the women that I serve with, because Pastor Kit renamed us. So though I started as a PPA, she named us Pages, which is Pastor's Assistants in God's Excellence. So she told us we was excellent. So I'm always trying to, you know, they ask me, or when we serve together, you know, they know that I don't like talking, so they don't talk. Or if they got to come in early, they let me know, and I be like, well, you tell it to God, because he called you. He anointed you. He equipped you. So don't be mad at me. I didn't want to call. You need to talk to God. So we, you know, they I try to sew all of me into them most of the time. So I think if I was here or gone, to me it's no different. I mean, I don't know. That's what you got to do. Just love people enough to invest them. Love them enough to tell them the truth and be okay with the answer. You always got to have somebody tell you the truth. Everybody can't lie to you like, you perfect. You want somebody to tell you, you know what you did yesterday was darn wrong, but I'm going to forgive you anyway. You miss God, but I'm going to forgive you anyway. Because I had to do that. I miss it to make, if I met the Dawn of even 10 or, oh my God, 5 or 6 years ago, she was a hot mess. She was trying, but she was a hot mess. But after going through something and seeing the other side of it and believing God and seeing the results and seeing how powerful he is and how we just have to ask, that Dawn is gone. I might trip on her every now and then I remind her, you don't live here no more. You under my feet, along with the enemy. You don't live here no more. She's gone. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, as one who serves under Dawn.
We serve the girl for girl.
And I echo what Jeannie says. It's truly an honor to serve under Dawn. And yes, we are always thinking that somehow we may have missed it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we understand that, you know, that all we can do is go to God. Mm-hmm. We go to God with what we've missed, with what we feel that we've missed. And we ask God to just help us, because he is our help.
Yep.
So that's where it comes from. Dawn can instruct us all that she wants, but we know that in the end, we have to be helped by God to improve in that area or wherever wherever we feel that we may be falling short. But one thing about Dawn is that even though Dawn truly loves, she loves, and she loves us. We know that she loves us, no whether she's yelling at us or whatever. We know that she loves us and that she is only trying to get the best out of us in our area, on our walk of servanthood. And so we never take offense. We may feel bad for it. You're gonna feel bad for a second. Feeling bad and taking offense are two different things.
Choice, yeah.
You may feel bad for a second, but you don't. you're not okay. I'm not offended by Dawn because I know that because you know her heart, and her because she shows her heart, and she talks about what she does and how she does it, and you all and we tend to say to ourselves, "Oh my God, I can't do all that. Oh my goodness, how am I going to do that? And how am I going to be like that?" But you realize that doesn't come from her. It doesn't come from her trying to instruct you on how to do that. She will always tell you to seek God in doing it. And so that's what we do. We seek God. And at the same time, Dawn is also humble enough to ask our opinions about things because she knows that she doesn't, that in all areas, she may not know it all. She seeks God, but she also seeks other people, including the people that are working under her. So, because she even, I was probably a page for like 2 weeks or something like that. And Dawn said, "I need your opinion." I'm like, why in the world is she asking my opinion about something? And it had to do with someone else who was serving. And I'm like, but she wanted to bounce. She will bounce ideas and off of other people. And she has no idea about position and what position she's in and whether she should ask that person or not because they're not in her position. She doesn't care. If she feels that your heart is there to give her the right information, she will ask you. And so that's what caused me to be so committed to her. And when Pastor Kip passed away, when she transitioned, Dawn came to us and asked about us continuing to serve. And all I could say was, "Dawn, Pastor Kip's gone, but I'm serving you." Because to be honest, she was an authority to me, so I was serving her as well. So the fact that Pastor Kip went home had nothing to do with me not serving not serving in this ministry, because I was serving her as well.
And the reason why I asked that is because when you become in any ministry that you're in, you have to make sure that that's still your call when the person that you was called to is gone. And I didn't want to miss a beat. I didn't want to give someone any less if I couldn't give them 100. So I asked the women, I mean, I know you were called to Pastor Kit, but she's gone. Do you still have the heart to serve? And some said, I don't know. I need a couple days and a couple weeks. And I had to respect that. I had to respect that because I don't know that they're called to what's new and what's happening. Even now with Pastor Cynthia, I'm like going through it like, you know, she's different. So, you know, she comes with her own PPA. So I have to be under submission to her PPA. I can't take her that title. I just have to serve her in our house. But she comes with a PPA. But I notice now that her PPA, it refers to us a lot. So it helps because it helps you bounce things off. But that's just Pastor Cynthia. With Pastor Tony, I try to, like, be in the back. And so one Sunday, I was like, well, you a man. I'm going to go head over and sit in service. He said, no. I want you to walk over with me. You stand right here. Because I can serve anybody. I can serve anybody. I traveled with Pastor Brewington when Pastor Kit couldn't, and I served Pastor Brewington. So I can serve anybody. It's just a call. But you just got to make sure whatever God gives you, whatever it is, trust me, whatever it is, it'll be great because God gave it to you, and you just got to be sold out to it. You got to take your feelings out of it, your emotions out of it. You got to take the offense out of it because everybody's not trying to offend you. Some people trying to help you. Every word is not offense. Some words that people say to you, you need to hear them. They may have to say a proper way to say them, but you still need to hear them because they can change your outlook. Your outlook. But I definitely believe everybody that's here today was meant to be here because there's something in you and there's an anointing and grace in you for whatever God has set before you. Because we going up, so. And we need servanthood to wake back up in the church so people will want to come to the church. Because you got to remember, we don't pay these people. We just ask them for their time. So we got to appreciate them because we ain't got no money for them. We got a word of God for them, and God got the money. He got the promotion. He got the increase. So we gotta talk to these because they giving their life. And we could offer, you know, something from ourselves to them. Some of us can, and some of us don't have it to offer. So you got to definitely pray and ask God, who do I sow it into? And how can I bless these people? And lift them up always, because you never know what people are going through. Some people don't tell all their stories. Some people keep things to themselves. Because if you want a dream, somebody to kill your dream, tell somebody that you ain't supposed to tell it to. And there go your dream. Everybody can't hold your dreams and your passions. They can't. They're not for everybody. Everybody can't hold them. You got to find the person that God sent you to. He sent Elijah to a certain brook, and only at that brook. You got to remember, where my brook? Who I'm supposed to talk to? Yeah? So does anybody have any answers to my questions? Does anybody remember the questions? We got 51 minutes and 25 seconds. If you have any more questions, you can raise your hand. And if I can't answer it, look over there. Look what God done blew in over there in the blue shirt. A servant after his own heart. There you go. Y'all, anybody else have any questions? Anybody, can y'all answer the questions? Because if y'all can answer the questions, Elder Tammy going to take that on. There ain't no wrong answer. Okay. We got three. Yeah. Three, right? Okay. Go ahead. Anybody want to answer? Y'all remember them? Anybody need to be reminded? Okay. The first one was, how do you see yourself as a servant? That was one. Number two was, how is servanthood necessary in ministry? And the last was, after the teaching today, has your idea or your outlook changed about servanthood? And you can raise your hand and you can go, because actually there's no wrong answer. And we got gifts. That'll make you guys raise your hand.
Right.
We got gifts. All right, we got somebody over here.
Who? Miss Karen?
Oh.
Oh, how does See, servanthood is just being, doing who you are. It's an innate in you, and then you pray, and God shows you how to lead, how to be a servant. And it's also about love. The love has to come forth, and it's who you are. And it's not about you being seen. It's about God, the Father, being seen. Let you decree so Father God can increase.
Yeah.
And he rises.
Yeah, you got your gift, girl. Got your gift. Who want to tackle two? Who got two?
Wait a minute. Are we letting them see the gifts?
Oh, yeah. Open your gifts. I'm sorry. Ella Tammy, you running this. Oh,
I apologize. I'm just hanging. Okay.
Go, girl. Woo! Go, girl. You got it. Go, woman of God, servanthood. Anybody want the second one? How is servanthood necessary in this ministry and in ministry?
Oh, come on.
Come on. Even in your department, isn't it necessary to know that somebody's going to show up, to have faith, to know they're going to show up and be awesome? You got to know that.
Okay, these sisters is
look,
like,
y'all not about to take all our gift cards.
Ain't nobody
we trying
else,
to spread
ain't
nobody
them
else
out. Asking.
We trying to spread them out.
How is servanthood necessary in the ministry?
Well, servanthood is necessary in the ministry because it helps the ministry continue. We need people to serve. If you don't have anybody serving, everyone's sitting in the pew, then things don't flow. It's to keep
girl.
Things flowing.
Girl, you got that gift. Don't y'all answer no more questions. Somebody over here went.
We got one more.
One more. Who wants that one? It's no wrong answer. Did you get something from today? You want it?
It's a $50 gift card.
I got you. I'm going to tell you the question.
Can you take me to lunch?
But I'm going to take the card or anything like that.
Why?
Oh, I can do it. Okay, never mind. I didn't know that we could.
What happened in the teaching today? Has your idea or outlook changed about serving?
Absolutely, particularly as a department head. Because I feel like it's my responsibility. You know, you're working with a lot of people, a lot of different personalities, a lot of different flavors. But it's my job to call the gold out of the people that serve with me. Because God, as a leader, he shows me things in people that they may can't see. You know, so it's my job to see these things in them. Like, you're a teacher. You are called. You are anointed. Some people don't feel that way, or they feel like they're not good enough, strong enough. Lord knows I've been down that road, and I have to fight every day with that kind of thing. But definitely as a leader, it's my job to pull the people up, to build, to encourage, to lift and comfort my people, and to call out that goal, call out that thing that God is saying, and declare it over them. So yeah, that's what I think.
You people, when I pray for the people, well, I pray for everybody, but it's some people that's near and dear to my heart, not to say that they're not, and God will show me, and I thank God for that. And then I ask them, well, how do I tell them? Because it's about receiving too. So sometimes you can get something from somebody, but they got to be able to receive what you get. But you're absolutely right. God will show you the people in your ministry and what they need, and sometimes what they're going to like. I can come in and be like, oh, you can go home. Oh, no, that's okay. You can go home because I need 100%. My pet peeve is to be in the service and there be a need and we can't supply it. That bothers me. If somebody hit the floor, that bothers me. If a tear fall and we don't have a tissue, that bothers me. If you choking and we ain't got no water to you, that bothers me. If you rejoice and you hit your head, that bothers me because that hinders it. God is a God of order and everything is done in order. So my thought is always, I'm supposed to be there because God already ordered that, so how can I prevent that from happening when it causes hurt to the body of Christ? Because, see, I just love serving, so because I have, God has no respect to person, even to me, neither do I. So I'm wondering, does she need some water? Is she choking? Is she okay? Does she need something? So, yeah. I don't have nothing else. Thank you guys so much for sitting and listening, giving me your Saturday. That's a lot to give somebody your Saturday. I hope it was a blessing for you. I hope you receive all that God has in store for you. I hope everything he has in store for you. And be great servants. That's all that matters. Thank you, God.